America, America. The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help every preacher, missionary, evangelist, pastor, as they stand tonight. Lord, fill us with your power of God, confessing every sin. And Lord, I want to be clean and clear. And I pray this message now will have free course as it goes out in Jesus' name. Amen. We go back to the message today on what is revival. And Lord, we got to pray and beg and plead and beat trees and yell and scream and stomp down all the corn for God to send revival. Well, hold on a minute. Sometimes we do have to pray long. I'm not going to make fun of that. But I want you to know this morning that my God wants to send revival to your church and to my church as much as you want Him to. Let me show you something right here. Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 20. Now, if you don't agree with the way I interpret this verse, I'm certainly not going to argue with you. I believe these are saved people in Revelation 3:20. Some do not believe that, but I don't think God has any lost churches. I think God has some lost church members. But in Revelation 3:20, listen to this verse. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Where is God? He's on the outside. "If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." We need God to live in our hearts. And God said, "I'll sup with him and he with me." God is standing on the outside. Now, I know God comes in your heart when you get saved, but we have shoved God to the outside and God's knocking, trying to have his way and his plans. You see, friend, we have been to school and we've learned a lot of things, and sometimes we say, "Well, we know how to do this thing," but folk, we'd have to realize, with Jesus said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." My friends, it's got to be God. Now, God said two things here. He said, first of all, he said, "If you'll knock," he said, "you'll let me in." He said, "I'll sup with you." When you have supper with somebody, you talk to them, right? God said, "I'll talk to you about what you want to talk about, and then you can sup with me. We'll talk about what I want to talk about." Many times, me and God, we talk about what I want to talk about. Most of the time, what I want to talk about is not near as important as when God says to me, "Let's talk about what I want to talk about." My friend, if God would live in our hearts again, if we would let God, you say, "Preacher, I'm afraid to let God have control." No, I'm going to tell you like another fellow told somebody, you know what it is? We as Christians don't want to give the sin up that's in our hearts. We don't want to give the dirty thoughts up. We don't want to give the dirty conversation up. We don't want to give the thoughts of making money and being successful. We don't want to give all that up. We don't want to give up bitterness and unforgiveness. My friend, you will not have revival until you make things right. Did you know that you can time does not settle things? Now, some folk believe if they get in a dispute with somebody that if they let enough time go by, that time will settle that and they can get back friendly. That does not settle things. It may settle it with you, but it doesn't with God. You only settle things when you make them right. And you need to use this word, "I'm sorry. I was wrong." There are some wives today, you need to go to your husband and say, "I'm sorry. I was wrong." There are some husbands need to go to your wives today and say, "I'm sorry. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.